Hi, this is Shaiva Rex, and this is my devotion called Dying to Love You, published on thelife.com, March 29th, 2024. Did you ever wish you had proof of God's love? This is my commandment, love each other in the same way I have loved you, Jesus said. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command, John 15:12-14. You check the news and see a story about a man who rescued his two friends from drowning, but then he drowned. You might feel sad about his death, but you don't know him. But what if it was your dearest friend that he saved? How grateful would you be? You know in your head that Jesus loves you. You don't often feel his love in your gut. Do you wish you had proof? The love Jesus has for you led him to give up his life for you. His Father had a plan, and Jesus submitted to it. The plan was for him to be the sacrificial lamb of God. In the Old Testament, priests were told by God to sacrifice a lamb without blemish so that the people's sins could be forgiven. The Bible tells us that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins in Hebrews 9:22. But this was just a temporary covering of sin. People had to return year after year with a spotless lamb to be killed. God's plan was to send his son, Jesus, the Messiah, to earth as a perfect God-man, then to give up his life so that we could be forgiven of all our sins, past, present, and future. He could have rebelled against his dad's plan, but he chose to obey. He learned active special obedience through what he suffered, Hebrews 5:8b Amplified. He proved his love for us when he was whipped to shreds and nailed to a cross. He died slowly in much pain. God raised him up through the Holy Spirit's power. He is still alive now, praying for us. Our verses today say we are his friends if we do what he commands. There are many commands in the Gospels. The two main ones are to love God and to love others. Jesus orders us to love each other in the same sacrificial way as he did. We can't do that in our own strength. If you give up following King Satan and transfer your allegiance to King Christ, then Jesus Christ puts his Holy Spirit inside you to enable you to pursue him and to others with joy and peace. Won't you accept his gift of new life today? Won't you submit to him, obey him, and prove that you are his beloved friend? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for proving your love for me by giving up your life for me. You didn't have to do it. You chose to do it. Now I never have to doubt if you love me or not. You do love me. Help me to receive your love in my heart. Thank you for praying for me. I am so weak, but you are very strong in me. I yield to you and walk in your love and strength today. Throughout this day, listen to the Seeds Kids worship song based on our verses today. It's called No Greater Love, Remain in Me. Put it on repeat so you can memorize it. You can find it on YouTube. Thanks. See you again.